Good morning and welcome to another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. On WMFO Medford, Ron LaRussa here for the next hour. We'll be talking a little bit about the Golden Globe nominations, what happened to television. Also, and I'm not exaggerating, anniversary of the single biggest event that changed popular music forever. And I'm going to show you how. Plus, we've got Phil's pick, our one-hit wonder, and the best rock from all eras on 91.5 WMFO.
your popsicles. Someone do something about this heat, 'cause it's late in October and tar's still melting the street. You tiptoe for ages, but lose yourself, flipping back pages, unbuckling.
One of the more successful American alt-rock bands from Austin, Texas, that is Spoon. The song is Do You. And we heard John Mellencamp. I think he was John Mellencamp when he recorded that one. I Need a Lover. Good morning, Ron LaRussa here, Monday morning on Rock of Ages. I think you know that because of COVID, we don't do our shows live here at WMFO. Nobody's allowed in the studio for a little while longer, hopefully. So it is Saturday morning when I'm recording this, and So there are a couple things that happened between Saturday and Monday when you're listening that I'm not quite sure about, right? So I think we got a little more snow. We were supposed to get about 7 more inches, and that may or may not have materialized. And also the Super Bowl was last night, so the result is now known. I don't know what happened in the game, but I hope you had a good time. I'm sure that I hope that many Super Bowl gatherings were a little smaller than usual last night. I'm hoping it was a good game too. My prediction is, I think Tom Brady played well, but I think his team lost, and that might be dead on, or it might be ridiculous, depending on what happened last night. Well, I hope you had a good week, last week. The two moms in my life have both been vaccinated, so that's really good news, but I had a massive technology breakdown last week. I use a Mac, for everything. And for a few weeks, I've been getting that little icon that says, please update your operating system. And I ignore it for the most part, but then I thought, well, why not? It probably has some cool advantages and upgrades. So I updated to the latest, which is called Big Sur. Long story short, I lost everything. Everything on my computer was lost. Well, fortunately, I back up a lot of stuff, and the Rock of Ages archive is secure, so I don't have to worry about that. If I sound a little discombobulated today, it's because I'm throwing together the equipment with a bunch of pieces, and I've got kind of a makeshift studio going on, and I'll be back up normal. But if you hear anything weirder over the next hour, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, it's time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown is my friend, and he has a vast music collection and a vast music knowledge, and he makes recommendations for us every week about songs that he likes and he thinks you should know. Let's hear what we have in store for us today, Phil.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is In Here by the Magpie Salute. Magpie Salute was formed by Rich Robinson, who was the co-founder of the Black Crowes. Magpie Salute picks up where the Black Crowes left off. We could definitely hear the similarities. Good old Southern rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Yeah. Look up, grifters abound, creepy and pale, trying to soak up the sound that surrounds you. I held a candle to the sun and I watched it go black beneath the ones that I followed. This song drifts in a sea surrounded by noise of a million things that don't believe you. In time I come up high on a mountain.
Remove the bottom of the ocean. Remove the water. 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 Remove the water
Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads. And we heard Phil's pick before that, Magpie Salute. The song is called In Here on Rock of Ages. Well, it's awards season again. The Golden Globe nominations came out just last week. And the one thing that was made very clear to me by scanning the nominations is I know nothing about what's on TV anymore. I used to follow TV as well as I followed music. And, you know, not just when there were three networks and you watched what they put on and you liked it. Not like that. I mean, just a few years ago. But now, with all the streaming services, I've completely lost touch with television. When the first ones came out, they were so inexpensive, you could afford to own several of them, right? You could have Hulu or HBO Max or whatever. And in fact, you could probably own all of them. Not so much now. I just got a notice from Netflix that my bill is going up to $18 per month. So how many of those can you afford, plus cable if you want sports? Anyway, here are the major TV categories from the Golden Globe. See how many that you know. Maybe that's a little snarky. How many have you seen of these? So for Best Television Series, Emily in Paris on Netflix, The Flight Attendant on HBO Max, The Great on Hulu. Then there's Schitt's Creek on CBC, and then Ted Lasso on Apple TV+. Those are the Best Television Series, Musical or Comedy nominations. For drama, it's The Crown. I heard of that one, Netflix. Then Lovecraft Country, HBO Max. The Mandalorian, of course, on Disney+. Ozark on Netflix. And Ratched on Netflix. Netflix dominated the competition. There were 42 total nominations for Netflix for movies and shows. And this year's ceremony will air live on February 28th. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will return to host. Well, back to the music now. Van Morrison got himself into a little hot water lately with some of his political comments related to the pandemic. But the music is still so good. This is from Wavelength. It's called Natalia. Van Morrison on Rock of Ages.
Thank you. down on the ground. My luck's been tried for years. I'm lost in the dark, and I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. A hermit in her world. The story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Quiet time, can't be Dick nor Jesus Christ. Could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Buffalo Tom and Tail Lights Fade. And we heard Natalia from Van Morrison off of Wavelength on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me. We do this every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And I appreciate you taking me along with you if you're waking up and heading off to school or heading off to work. This is a huge week in rock history. Possibly the biggest course-changing event in the history of rock music happened. And I'm not really exaggerating. It happened tomorrow, February 9th, 1964, when America met the Beatles, when they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show on that date. I sometimes get frustrated when younger people say they don't get the Beatles, but the key to understanding their impact is to really understand them in context. On February 9th, 1964, America was just 2.5 months removed from the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And the nation was still in shock. Then the Beatles landed in New York. They gave that famous press conference at the airport. And it was like a breath of fresh air. And Beatlemania and the youth culture that would really dominate the next decade was born. And to really understand how they revolutionized music, you also have to think about the context in which they arrived. And the best illustration I like to use is, I'm going to play the number one song on the Billboard charts that was displaced by the Beatles in February of 1964. This was the reigning number one song at the time.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better.
This is all very nice. But could you imagine being a teenager and listening to this? I mean, certainly your parents would approve.
No use.
but
to pretend there I've said it again.
But think about how your world must have been rocked the first time you heard this. The music world seemed to go from black and white to color in an instant in February of 1964. So to recognize that, I'm going to play the three-song set that changed pop music forever, in the order they were performed on The Ed Sullivan Show on February 9th, 1964. As he so famously said, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
But I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
She loves you. it's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loved you, and you know that can't be bad. Yes, she loved you, and you know you should be glad. She said you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows.
The three song set that changed the world this week in 1964. And now back to 2021 and new music on Rock of Ages.
Well, I can find my way. I know my left from right, because we never close. I'm open day and night. I walk towards the light. I'm open round the clock. I don't get lost at night.
You never used to be afraid of days like these, but now you're overwhelmed by your anxieties. Let me help you out. Let me be your guide. I can help you reach the love you feel inside.
Well, I can find my way, I know my left from right, because we never close, I'm open day and night.
So I played a little trick on you there. We did the three songs from the Beatles, and then I announced this one as music from 2021. And it's true, it is, but it's also Paul McCartney. It's from his new album, McCartney 3. It's called Find My Way. And so in that set, we spanned literally 57 years of music, from 1964 to 2021. And if you think about that longevity, it's really absolutely mind-blowing. Think about how you were in 1990 and you were listening to music and you were pretty much into music of the day. Can you imagine if you were listening to somebody who had originally started recording in 1933 and was still relevant in 1990? Well, that's what it's like for Paul McCartney to have started in 1964 and to be still recording and making relevant music in 2021. The album is McCartney 3. It is the third in a trilogy. He's had a lot of solo albums, but this trilogy features him as the exclusive singer and performer. He released the first one in 1970, the second one sometime in the 80s, and then this one just earlier this year. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. Today we feature the band Nazareth. They were formed in Scotland and had several hits in the UK and throughout Europe in the early 1970s. In 1975, they released the album Hair of the Dog, which featured this song, their only album rock radio hit in America. Various lineups continued to record throughout the 80s and 90s for Nazareth, but they lost their record deals due to the band's declining popularity. And I think there's still a version of that band that's still out there today, but never came close to equaling the popularity of their one-hit wonder. This is Love Hurts from Nazareth on Rock of Ages. Coldplay, and Hymn for the Weekend. And before that, our one-hit wonder for this week, Nazareth and Love Hurts. Well, we're getting toward the end of the hour. We have room for at least one more song. We'll get to it right after this.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I was a big fan of Jackson Browne when he first became popular in the 1970s, but I think he sort of lost his way in the 80s. Music got a lot happier in the 80s, and he went with it. Songs like Somebody's Baby, Lawyers in Love. So I kind of lost my way with him in the 1980s. But then somewhere in the early 90s, he put out an album called I'm Alive, and he had this song on it, which is great angsty Jackson Browne. This is Sky Blue and Black on Rock of Ages.
In the car lit out to one another of the lovers up and down the strand. In the sound of the waves and the cries of the seagulls circling the sand. In the fragments of the songs carried down the wind from some radio. In the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. I hear the sound of a world where we play. And the far too simple beauty of the promises we made. If you ever need holding, call my name and I'll be there. If you ever need holding and no holding back, I'll see it through. Sky touch of the lover ends and the soul of a friend begins. There's a need to be separate and a need to be one, and a struggle neither wins. But you gave me the world I was in, and a place I can make a stand. I can never see how you doubted me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, and I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I would know if things were gonna end. And the heavens were like a wheel on a track, and our sky was unfolding, and it'll never fold back. Sky blue and black,
the end of our show. Thank you for joining me, Ron LaRussa, on Rock of Ages. We will be back again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and I hope you can join me then. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Streaming live on the web at www.com.